ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஸ்லோகம் 10 chapter 13 text number 51 and 52. ஆத்மாதிஸ்தம்ப பிரயோனித்தீர் மூர்த்திமாத்பீஸ்சராசரா நிருத்ய கீதாதி அநேகாரே ப்ரதக் ப்ரதக் உபாஷிதா. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. All beings, both moving and non-moving, from the four-headed Lord Brahma down to the most insignificant living entity, had taken form and were differently worshipping those Vishnumurtis according to their respective capacities, with various means of worship, such as dancing and singing. Innumerable living entities are engaged in different types of worship of Supreme according to their abilities and karma. But everyone is engaged in Jivare Swarupai Krishnare Nityadas. There is no one who is not serving. Therefore, Mahabhagavata, the topmost devotee, sees everyone as being engaged in the service of Krishna. Only himself does he see as not engaged. We have to elevate ourselves from the lower position to the higher position. And the topmost position is that of direct service in Vrindavan. But everyone is engaged in service. Denial of the service of the Lord is maya. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabha Bratya Yara Yache Nachaya Se Taiche Karai. Ritya. Only Krishna is the Supreme Master and all others are His servants. As Krishna desires, everyone dances according to His tune. Chaitanya Charitamritam Adi Leela 5.142. There are two kinds of living entities, the moving and non-moving. Trees, for example, stand in one place, whereas ants move. Brahma saw that all of them, down to the smallest creature, had assumed different forms and were accordingly engaged in the service of Lord Vishnu. One receives the form according to the way one worships the Lord. In the material world, the body one receives is guided by the demigods. This is sometimes referred to as influence of the stars, as indicated in Bhagavad Gita 3.27 by the words Prakrite Kriyamanani. According to the laws of nature, one is controlled by the demigods. All living entities are serving Krishna in different ways, but when they are Krishna conscious, their service is fully manifest. As a flower in the bud gradually fructifies and yields its desired aroma and beauty, so when the living entity comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness, the beauty of his real form comes into full blossom. That is the ultimate beauty and the ultimate fulfillment of desire. There's text 5.2 also. Anima deyer mahima bir ajadhya bir vibhuti bi chatur vimshati bi tatve parita mahat adibhihi. Translation. All the Vishnu Murtis were surrounded by the opulences headed by Anima Siddhi, by the mystic potencies headed by Aja, and by the 24 elements of creation of the material world headed by the Mahatattva. Purport. In this verse, the word Mahimabhi, when many, means Aishwarya of opulence. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can do whatever He likes. That is His Aishwarya. No one can command Him, but He can command to everyone, Sadaishwarya Purnam. The Lord is full in six opulences. The yoga siddhis, the perfections of yoga, such as ability to become smaller than the smallest, anima siddhi, and the bigger than the biggest, mahima siddhi, are present in the Lord Vishnu. Sadaishwaryaha purnayahiya bhagavan. The Lord Aja means maya or mystic power. Everything mysterious is in full existence in Vishnu. The 24 elements mentioned are the five working senses, panchakarmendriya, the five senses of obtaining knowledge, panchajnanendriya, the five gross material elements, panchamahabhuta, the five sense objects of panchatanmatra, and mind, manas, the false ego, ahankara, mahatattva, the material nature, prakriti. All 24 of these elements are employed for the manifestation of this material world. The mahatattva is divided into different subtle categories, but originally it is called mahatattva. Hare Krishna. First of all, I need the blessing from all of you. And by your blessing only I can speak about about Amal Purana of Srimad Bhagavatam. And here, this chapter from Brahma is stealing the boys and cows. We are hearing it from so many days. And here Prabhupada gives here the innumerable living entities, they are engaged in different types of worship of Supreme according to their ability and karma. It means Lord has created all the living being and they are all serving. That is their original position. Moving or non-moving, all are serving. And finally, the topmost serving is given, topmost position is given, the direct service to Vrindavan. And in between is given that there's always a competition. If we forget to serve Krishna, we have to serve Maya. All of us, we know about it. So here, we have to see that everyone, every living entity is trying to serve Krishna. But here, once we take Krishna consciousness, that becomes most perfect way of serving Krishna. Highest level of serving Krishna. Purifying way to serving Krishna. That's why Prabhupada has given us perfect platform of how to serve Krishna and how to perfect our life. And one more thing in the verse 52, we can see this Lord has got all Shadaishwarya, highest opulence. And one more thing, Supreme Personality of Godhead, He can do whatever He likes and whenever He likes, everything He can do. That's why He is the highest opulence He has got, highest Aishwarya He has got. That is His highest Aishwarya. He can do whatever He likes, whatever he wants. So, for understanding this for 24 hours and how to maintain our senses, how to keep our senses. So there are types of, all 24 elements are there in this material tattva, this mahatattva. So these are all controlled. And as per our karma, as is given here, as per our karma, and as per our intelligence and our, by the mercy, we are serving according to our capacity. Here, especially we devotees, we have to need to understand where we are in the spiritual journey, really speaking. We are hearing all the time where we are in the spiritual journey. That is a parameter. We have to check it, how we are doing it. So I refer Prabhupada. Actually, he gives one of the place that one who is a real learner of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, he should be a learner. And after learning, once he becomes a learner, and he becomes a lover of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad. And after that, once he becomes a learner, after becoming a lover of Bhagavad Gita, then he becomes a lover of Bhagavad Gita. He lives as per the Bhagavad Gita. This is an example of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is an example for this. Especially in this material world, what happens is they're full of variegatedness. Full of variegatedness. After hearing the class, then when we go out, so many things will get it. Material world is full of variegatedness. Even you can see the special cars and all in Bombay now. Earlier we had old models of Ambassador and Premier Padmini, only two cars. You can understand which car, which Ambassador just hit somebody and all. Hardly there was accident that in those days. But only two cars. Now the varieties are so much, you don't know what type of cars are there. You'll never, even a person who was in Bombay for about 15, 20 years back, and he comes over here, he will never understand how Bombay is, you know, he can't understand only, even many varieties, go for anything, any types of things, variegatedness. Person gets, you know, it's really, you can't get satisfied with the things, and they promote so many things, you know, in the advertisement, so many systems, so many electronic systems, they give so many advertisement, and variegatedness, so much variegatedness. People get really confused. They can't keep any steady things. And they go on changing the things. Because it's the material world, so many variegatedness. In the same way, even in the eating house, hotels and all, whatever, so many things. North Indian, South Indian, this is all gone now. This is all Chinese, Italian, so many things. Khichdi, only khichdi doesn't help. Radha Krishna Prabhu was saying, for the food for life, only khichdi, they won't like it. You have to add some pickle or some sambar or something. Make it varieties. People love that. It's a changes. Material always wanted varieties. Even cloths. If you go to the cloth market, so many. Terelin, cotton, dacron, woolen. So many long cloth. Bermuda, what sort of things. Short cloth. And you go to the malls. Malls also. So much they propagate. Take two and get one free. You know, they wanted to dump the thing. Always they dump. Even when we, even our mobile, actually 75% of the calls they wanted to bind us. You know, you are not to submit any papers, you will get the loan. They wanted to bind us. So much advertisement, so many things. They're using all these new things, and even music, varieties of music. Karnataka Sangeet, Kuchipudi, and Shastriya Sangeet, finally rock music. So many varieties. You can go sit for anything, order for anything. This is all varieties. And even constructions. If you just see the construction, the old constructions are over. Now it's the latest. Duplex building. So many types of swimming pools. They're joggers park, clubs, and badminton ground, so many things. Cricket ground, hospitals, everything. Full package you'll have, no? You'll live. And not only living, even variegatedness is there, even in the death also. So many different types of death. Recently, I wanted to tell you one devotee, he was chanting japa. It was in Mangalore, about one year before. And what happened was, the power went off, and he asked his missus, just get me some torch. I got some small bite somewhere. Some insect bitten to me. Let me see. There's no torch. So she brought the torch. When he saw, it was a poisonous snake. You know, that poisonous snake, that poisonous was not so much severe, but seeing the snake, the person got collapsed. The doctor said, by just seeing it, got heart attack. It was not the poison which killed him. See the variegatedness of death also. So many things, different accidents. So whereas we have become so used to that, these are all even everywhere there is a fashion is changing, every model is changing. So this becomes so used to us. Even the while taking spiritual life, people wanted some change. Always get me some change. Always change. But these all changes are for all gross bodily conception. This is all gross bodily conception. Whereas here, in this verse, in Prabhupada has given is very clearly, innumerable living beings, entities are engaged in different types of worship of Supreme. It is an Jivare Swarupe Krishna Nitya Das. It's a constitutional position. We have to come to that position only. According to their abilities and karma, they do it. But everyone is engaged in moving and non-moving. All are engaged in serving Krishna because this prakriti world is designed like that. Some or the other, they should take shelter of Krishna and they get out of this material world, go back home, back to Godhead. Lord has created in that way. But because of this maya, material nature, it is pulling somewhere else. And also here it's given, when we take Krishna consciousness, the difference is this. We are in the flower, which is in the bud stage, and when it will get fully fructified, it yields its desired aroma and its beauty. Because you have to wait for that. The same way, Krishna conscious means whatever the original aroma we have and whatever the things, beauty are there, you have to do it very, very cautiously with the given process. Spiritual life, it will make it. And so when living entity comes in the platform of Krishna consciousness, the beauty of his real form, that is fully in blossom from. It's blossoming. And it will give real taste and it will give real aroma. And that is only possible in Krishna consciousness. So there is so many variegatedness in the material world, but in devotional service, it has got highly disciplined system and principle, siddhanta. This is something different actually. So these acharyas have given us the systems of principles by which our transcendental system is developed. By which transcendental system is developed. So there is no choice. No variegatedness in varieties. To have follow the practical same Mangalarti every day, and same Narsingha prayer, same Tulsi Arati, and same Guru Puja, and same Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, plus same Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, 16 round japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. This will uplift our spiritual journey. That is bhakti, that is love. This is a practice we have to do. Every day we have to do practice. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, it's very difficult to control the mind. Krishna says, perfect, Arjuna, but you have to practice abhyasa. Chanchala, your mind is quite chanchala. So the same thing we have to follow here. You have to practice. And one example of Srila Prabhupada, he got the instruction in 1922 from his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He got the instruction that you, the young man, and you should give this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, Krishna conscious, in English language to the Western countries. This was the instruction for Prabhupada. But Prabhupada, being a grasta, he could not go In 1932, he got, there was a message that after 10 years, there was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Swami, he has arranged that Braja, Brajamandal Parikram. So Prabhupada thought, I am not regularly, I can't, could not go, but I'll go for the last days of those Brajamandal. So Prabhupada, it was about long, 1 month thing like, Prabhupada went on the last days, couple of days were there for ending this Parikram. And that time Prabhupada, he was not enrolled also, requesting the devotees, they enrolled his name, you can come, you can join. But that last day, it was at Koshi. That Koshi is the site of treasury of Nanda Maharaj's place, beautiful place, Koshi. They put a tent there. So Prabhupada entered to that tent. And there was two choices were there. Today is the last day, since people, devotees can go for the Sheshashahi Vishnu's temple, or you can hear Guru Maharaj's class, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj's class. So Prabhupada, he, Abhay Charan, he just said, I have not got any association from my spiritual master. He was just sitting on that tent to hearing about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's class. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's class started around 5 o'clock. Prabhupada, just he was sitting, and he went on, went on, went on. And Prabhupada writes, when I was hearing, I could not understand all the things. But it was so sweet. And so many things in Sanskrit, so many things in Bengali, so many words of scriptural things. Some of the things I could understand, but I was hearing and I was sitting. And he was speaking so seriously and with the unflinching faith, Prabhupada was saying. The speaker was having the unflinching faith and he was proving that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. That proving thing. And in that, Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. He spoke about that. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati spoke about that. And people just went away after hearing that. Just in middle only they went away. And finally there were about 7-8 people when he was ending the class. It went on up to 9:30. Then he has to leave that place. There are not even one-to-one relationship also with Prabhupada. Then he came back and it was very effective. He said, when my spiritual master's class got over, there was no doubt for me. I was so totally clear in my heart, very clear. And finally what happens, he comes to Allahabad and there was Gaudiya Math was there. Those people wanted to give initiation to Prabhupada. Since we had an initiation ceremony recently, yesterday, it got ended. So Prabhupada requested them, can I get initiation? Yes, we'll put your name. So the temple president of Gaudiya Math, he put Abhay Charan Day, name of Prabhupada. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had come and he was supposed to give the initiation on the next day. And he asked for the list. And he saw the list. And Prabhupada was there in the front. And when he was seeing the list, finally he read the name, Abhay Charanti. Then that time he says, seeing Prabhupada, acknowledging him, he likes to hear. He likes to hear. He does not go away. I have marked him and I will accept him as my disciple. The here the qualification of a person is to hearing, sit and hear with unflinching faith, very attentively. Plus, he never wanted to leave that place and go away. He's very having that determination of sitting. So for this, Prabhupada says, for having this particular quality, we should have purposes, we should have highest disciplinary action. So, disciplinary action means you have to become the apprentice. I've got some of his purpose. Yes, here it is. So I wanted to give this one Prabhupada's words only. The apprenticeship is needed for growing in spiritual life. So, hearing Lord's pastime is itself his transcendental association with the Lord, because there is no difference between the Lord and his transcendental pastime. Why we hear it? Because by hearing transcendental pastimes, there's no difference between Lord and his pastime. This is hearing, we have to do it. We are doing, to become associated with Supreme Light is dissipate all ignorance. Hearing means removing all the ignorance. The light can dissipate all the ignorance. And here one thing he says, as I said, there are two things. One is gross body, one is subtle body. The gross body should be engaged in acts of rendering service to the Lord, like bringing water, cleaning the temple, or making obeisances. All these things can be done by the gross body. And the path of Archana, that is, and worshipping the Lord in the temple involves engaging one of the gross body to serve the Lord. Similarly, the subtle mind should be engaged by hearing the transcendental pastime. This is the tapasya. The subtle mind we have to make to hear the transcendental pastimes. And that is transcendental pastimes, chanting as well as remembering Krishna. This is the subtle way we are hearing the Lord. We are serving the Lord. Both gross and subtle. So here Prabhupada writes, such realization of transcendental activities is made possible by many, many years of apprenticeship in the devotional service. It is not that my graduation is over in devotional service. Now, no need of apprenticeship. Prabhupada writes, this apprenticeship is needed for many, many years. Then here, one more thing is, what is the meaning of apprenticeship? Very nicely, yes, given it. This is a very good example. Suppose I cover my tongue with some cloth and then I give you one rasgulla. Can you taste it? Prabhupada says, no, it can't, because the senses are covered. So there are so many things. If you cover the senses, the real senses, and they try to enjoy with that covering, what you'll enjoy? That is not enjoyment. It has to be uncovered. Then you'll enjoy. That is indicated Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam Tatparatvena Nirmala. That Prabhupada quotes that. You have to remove all your upadis. These upadis, because I am in bodily concept of life, therefore I am thinking, I am an American, I am an Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am white, I am black, these all things. So you have to uncover this and you have to discover. The discovering process of devotional service, the more you are engaged in devotional service, the more your senses become pure and uncovered. And when it is completely uncovered, without the designation, then you are capable of serving Krishna. This is called apprenticeship. All the upadhis are removed, then you can serve Krishna totally. So this is the meaning of apprenticeship. And what is the benefit of apprenticeship? This I will just read it. What benefit of apprenticeship? So in this life, while we are in the material world, so we have our material body. So this devotional service for Krishna consciousness, doing everything in Krishna consciousness, this is just like what is called apprenticeship to reach
the highest stage.
The same thing will be there in our liberated stage in the spiritual kingdom. Remaining here also, we can have that same principle of life. But here, by the order of Shastra, by guidance of spiritual master, you are being trained up as apprentice. This is called Abhideya, the same system. Prabhupada, when he was hearing first class, first lecture from his spiritual master, that was Abhideya, the process, sadhana, how to do it, so important. Abhideya, practice, abhyasa. But even the practice, you will feel that I'm making some progress. At the time of practicing, you feel some progress. It is such a thing that Abhideya, Balitare Sarva Shastra Gaya, here, Prabhupada quotes, Dana Paila Yache Sukha, Boga Phala Paya, Sukha Boga Haite Dukha Apani Palaya. Taicha Bhakti Pale Krishna Prema Upajaya, Prema Krishna Swada, Haila Bhava Nasha Paya. Very important passage, Prabhupada says. That's why you and I tried to read that. Just note it carefully, Prabhupada mentions. Please note it carefully. Now by apprenticeship, by practice, if one sincerely follows this practice, then what is the result? Dana paile yache sukha bhoga phala paya. Just like a poor man, if he gets sufficient money, then at once his all distresses gets over. At once, immediately, simultaneously, as soon as the sun is in the sky, at once the darkness is gone. Just in the morning, a little, not sun directly, but even there is sunshine far away, immediately the darkness goes away. I am in distress, I am in poverty stricken. Suppose I get immediately some large amount of money, immediately my distress goes off, gone. So exactly like that, dana paile yache sukha, bhoga phala paya. Then automatically he becomes happy, a poor man, when he gets money. Similarly, this is very important, similarly, as soon as we have little taste of the devotion service, at once all our miserable life becomes happy at once. Ultimately, practicing spiritual life, sadhana, this is clears all our difficulties, all our misery. This is ultimate. Yes, sukha bhoga haite dukkha apni palaya. And if there is happiness, where is the question of misery? If there is a light, where is the question of darkness? So finally, what will get the things by this apprenticeship? This is a particular thing. This is ultimate. Because all these modern amenities, modern things, once we take Krishna conscious means, you are perfectly situated. You are coming to the right path and you are growing day by day by practicing. And what we achieve? You'll be fearless for everything. Fearless. That was my first question when I met His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. And I asked the first question, how a person can be fearless? But there are lots of fear in this material world, Bombay, after my engineering and all. Still, anxiety was too much. I said, it's a very difficult question I'm asking. Let me ask. I couldn't get anywhere the answer. I asked this question. How we can be fearless? Maharaj very, very nicely gave us an answer. If you take the shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna's lotus feet, you'll be fearless. One single answer. That changed the life. I was so shocked. I was from Udipi. I never thought Krishna has got such a power. I said, if you would take the shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna's lotus feet, you'll be fearless. Was one statement, pakka statement. It made me so, sleepless night. That's how it's possible. So this is what is happening, actually. Once you understand, Krishna is Lord of the Lord. Yeah, I used to hear from Purandaradasas and they used to quote,
దేవ బంధనం స్వామి బంధ దేవడ దేవ కృష్ణ మణి బంధ దేవ బంధనం స్వామి బంధ కృష్ణ
యూ సే ఈజ్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ ఈజ్ దేవం కా దేవ్ ఈజ్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఐ యూస్ టు టేక్ ఇట్ వెరీ క్యాజువలీ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ స్టేట్మెంట్ మై గాడ్ నాట్ నోయింగ్ ద థింగ్ Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead. That's why when Prabhupada was hearing his Guru Maharaj's first class, he was saying, my spiritual master had got such a conviction, he was explaining in such a way that Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead, there is no other way, you have to take his shelter. So that convinced me on the very day, and without, I had not even a single question, and all answers I got it. This was the thing. By practicing, 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 all variegatedness of material things will go away. No cars, no speciality, only the transport system is all right, whatever is there. You will get spiritualized everything and the taste will automatically increase and we have to take the apprenticeship. This we have to understand because we will think 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. Not take an apprenticeship, you will be in the stipend only. When I did my apprenticeship after engineering for 3 years in Air India, they used to give some stipend, no salary. Same thing, this is a stipend is going on. In spiritual life, salary will be given at the time of departure. There's salary. We'll go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Thank you very much. I think time up. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.